Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey everyone, welcome to another week of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Andrew McDonald. I'm just so grateful to have another chance to dialogue with you, to just share with you what's on my heart, and what I believe can be of a benefit and a blessing to those of you who are on your journey in self-development, growth, courage, resilience, and just everything, just learning to overcome and do so with such bravery. And this week, it's a beautiful thing to be able to talk to you about facing your Goliath. Facing your Goliath, facing those things that you always thought were too intimidating, too big or too crazy to even approach, accomplish, or overcome. And this week, I just wanted to give you a dose of encouragement, give you a few resilient tips on just how to face your Goliath, how to overcome, and just also dive into what it means to maintain your dignity in the face of adversity. And I've had to do that quite a few times in my journey from wounded to wonderful, and even consistently as I learn and I grow throughout this path that's been given to me. And when we learn to maintain our dignity in the face of our adversity, it will give us, you know, that extra oomph to know that we are able and well capable to face any Goliaths that come our way. So I hope you're well. I know it's a chilly day in Georgia. This weather has been having me wonder, like, what is going on and where do I live? One week it's summer and spring. The other week we're living in Alaska, but I'm just grateful for life. I'm grateful to have the beautiful views that I wake up to, the mountainside, as well as the beautiful lush forest in my backyard. So no complaints here. It's just that I'm a little chilly. So anyway, I'm glad that you're here with me. So what we're going to do is I'm going to dive right into our talk on facing our Goliaths. And I'm going to give you some personal tidbits that I've had to take notes from and learn of myself and make sure that they are viable, and then share them with you. So let's get rolling. I hope you're well. Yours truly, Angie McDonald, Wounded to Wonderful. Okay, let's get started. Well, like I said, this week's talk is facing your Goliaths. And we've all had those big, bad, intimidating, nerve-wracking, heart-racing, just rubs us the wrong way type of experiences, or things that we just think that we're not yet capable of doing. Or you may have been second-guessing overcoming a new goal, initiating a new task or part of your vision, or beginning or ending that relationship. Anything that makes us feel small in the face of it, or just at the thought of it, can be considered our Goliath. But one thing I want to remind us of this week during this talk, although brief it may be, that we are well capable, more than able, to face and overcome what we feel might be too big of, you know, out of our reach, or might be the thing that might be our kryptonite, as Superman had his kryptonite. And in facing our Goliaths, I understood in my own experiences that there were certain things that I had to do in order to overcome these things, because there were times when I thought that whatever I was facing would get the best of me. It messed with my nerves. It made me nervous. It made me second guess myself. And I'm like, wait, that is not me. That is not what Angie McDonald is about, because I've had to go through the worst things. I had to go through grief and loss, losing my first husband, having to raise a 3-month-old and a 2-year-old single, you know, as a single mother. Had to give up everything I've owned, and I've faced those things. I've faced those adversities with dignity as best as I could. And I've stood up to that Goliath of grief and loss. So if I could do that, anything that came after that, I should be able to approach and conquer. you know, without a flinch, or even if I did flinch, hey, it was going to get done regardless. So I had to remind myself of my greatest obstacle that I've had to overcome. And, you know, remember what I did and how I did it in order to overcome that obstacle or to face that Goliath. And, you know, this talk is going to dive a little bit into another one that I'm going to have separately about maintaining your dignity in adversity. And it touches on a few topics and a few to-dos from that in order to face your Goliath. So what is your Goliath? Take some time to jot that down or take a mental note of what is your Goliath right now. Could be just one standing in front of you, or it could be an army of Goliaths standing in front of you, making you feel as if you should only cower in fear or retreat or surrender to the idea that it's not possible or it's not possible right now. How does it make you feel to know that there are things out there that you know you can conquer, but the know-how or just whatever it is, the missing piece you think is out there will prevent you from being able to do so? I want you to envision that thing right now. And then I'm going to give you a few topics, a few tidbits on how to face that thing, build up your resilience and your courage, and move forward in faith and confidence. I've had to go through some rough things, and I would hate to see anyone miss out on purpose and delay destiny because of a measly old Goliath. Yeah, he might be standing 10 feet tall, 400 pounds all muscle. But hey, to me, based on my faith and the resilience that I've had to learn to build up as a result of grief, loss, and just emotional strain, that yeah, when I look at it through the eyes of faith, that's a measly old Goliath. And that's how I want you to see your obstacles today. So pay close attention. And here we go. We're going to talk about how to face your Goliath and how to overcome him. So one thing I learned to do, and a strong thing that I've learned, is the power of imagination. I remember the first few years of widowhood, trying to make it with a toddler and a newborn, who both eventually became, you know, toddlers and busy and just driving me nuts. I envisioned for us a life of normalcy, a life of balance, and of me learning how to just get it together in the midst of my grief, in the midst of my loss, and just create a sense of stability for my girls. My Goliath at the time, of course, was losing my late husband 10 years ago. But the biggest challenge became evident when the proof of him not only just physically not being there, but financially not being there, was another major Goliath. I've had to learn how to face storms alone, single-handedly, with not much financial backing. I've had to learn how to maintain my dignity in the presence of having to ask for public assistance for the very first time in my life. Having worked from I was the age of 15, learning to be sustainable, how to support myself, how to manage my funds, and now finding myself a widow. Yes, I had a business, but I also had to resign my job in order to relocate. And in the face of that, I've had to learn what it means to humble myself, but still assert myself in the face of less than what I'm used to, less than what I've ever imagined or bargained for. And in those things, they became my Goliath, but at the same time, it taught me how to maintain my dignity in the face of adversity. So the power of imagination, folks, really gave me the push that I needed through the tears, through the second guessing, through the frustrations, through the anger, the power of imagination. And what I mean by that is that I had to learn how to envision myself accomplishing whatever I felt was holding me back, whatever I felt I needed to do to get to that next level. I had to envision and imagine myself accomplishing it. And that's the same thing I want for you to do today. For those of you who are facing that one Goliath or that army of Goliaths, or that just that thing that you think is just that major hindrance or that stumbling block or that mountain, envision yourself overcoming it. Imagine yourself defeating it. And not only imagine it, I want you to embrace the thrill that you get from it, the rush, the feeling of joy, the feeling of accomplishment, that overwhelming feeling of victory. Put yourself in that moment of accomplishing it. Fast forward to the moment of accomplishing and embrace that. Use that feeling as your catapult, as your fuel, as your push that's needed to get where you need to be. I can tell you, it's not going to feel that way while you're conquering him or while you're building up your wherewithal to overcome your Goliath. But rest assured, that feeling will supersede what you were even able to imagine once you do overcome it. So, that's one. Another thing I had to learn how to do is affirm myself. Affirm myself all throughout it, even when I didn't feel like it, even when it felt like I was just being repetitive, or it was just not making sense, or it just felt like I was getting too many blows left, right, and center. I still had to learn and build up the pattern of affirming myself. And that's what I want for you to do. I want you to get into the habit of affirming yourself, using definitive terms and establishing sentiments to say that I can, I shall, I will, I am, right? I'm a biblical girl, and there are certain statements that can be universal, that I can do all things, you know, through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror. I embody those things. I encapsulate that. And that's what I want for you to get into the habit of doing. Become what you know that you need to be in order to overcome and to defeat your Goliath. There are times that, yes, like I said, once you're in the midst of the battle, once it's ready to time, when it's time for you to get ready and gird up or, you know, armor up, you're going to have those thoughts like, what am I doing? What have I gotten myself into? There's no way this can be done. I don't have the resources. I don't have the support. I felt that way. I spoke that way to myself. But then again, the power of imagination came and really socked it to me. Gave me a 1-2 punch and said, girl, get it together. Because that destiny, that goal has your name all over it and no one else's. That thing that's waiting for you right up behind that measly old Goliath has been specifically designed and fashioned for you to overcome, for you to embrace, for you to utilize, and for you to be that conduit of change and that voice of reason and that catapult for many who think that it's just, there's no way for them to overcome that hurdle. For those who have become comfortable with loss, like I almost did, and almost made loss and grief and detriment my friend. No way. There's no room for that in my heart or in my circle or in the goals that I seek to obtain. I had to learn how to just dismiss all of that junk and learn to embrace the importance of seeing my goal, seeing that thing I needed to accomplish, seeing that relationship that needed to be ended, seeing the relationships that needs to be fostered and nurtured, and just embrace what's needed to be done and imagine myself how it feels to have accomplished it. And use that feeling of joy, that fast forward motion of getting to the goal, and how that euphoria, that feeling of accomplishment, how it feels, how amazing it is. And think on those things as though they were, although I have not yet attained it. And I want you to do the same. So anything I've had to learn how to do, and I'm still learning to do in different formats of different areas of life, this is what I need for you to do, for those of you who are listening. And in going forward, like I said, affirm yourself. I am, I will, I shall. In affirming yourself this way, it leaves no room for mediocrity. It leaves zero room. It's a tight space. It's a tight room. We're full to capacity of ability, of the understanding of resilience, of knowing that we are more than conquerors. So anything less than that, there's no room. We're sold out, honey. We're sold out to the things that we know belongs to us, the goals that we know that we need to obtain, the lives that we know that we need to inspire and touch. We have no room for anything else. And if you're entertaining anything that's less than, anything that doesn't align or match with your goals and your gift and your calling, it's time to face that Goliath and give him his walking papers with no room to return. So in going forward, how do we know that we've overcome our Goliath? I know that I overcame my shortcomings, and the things that I fell victim to is when I can look back and smile and not have a tinge of regret, not even an ounce of regret. I can look back at that thing and smile. If it related to a relationship that needed to be put on pause or be given a different title or be placed in a different room in my theater, because I remember there's a saying that, you know, certain folks or certain relationships have different seating in your life. Some are the front row, some are in the cheering section, and some are in the nosebleed section, and some just have to watch you from the outside on the monitors. And for those that had to go in the nosebleed and from the, you know, overflow, the outside, now I can look back and say, wow, I can see the forest from the trees now. And that, yeah, the best place for you to be, I won't cut you off from not seeing what I'm doing, but you're going to have to watch from an area where your feedback or your energy will have no intermingling or interaction with mine, where it can't have any chance of influencing this positive flow that I'm on. This flow of potential and optimism and aspiration that I'm on, the energy that you currently have has no room for my seating area. So in looking back, and when you look in retrospect, certain things that you've overcome, how you know you've overcome it, you look back with a smile and say, boy, have I learned. Also, not only looking back and smiling, you have the notes to prove it. This is what I've did. This is what I did to overcome this. This is what I had to do to circumvent this, or had to shut this thing down altogether. So when you are facing your Goliath, or when you are learning to maintain your dignity in adversity, there's always that smile of knowing that you've overcome. So I hope today's talk has been of some encouragement, some inspiration to you, and have given you some insight on learning how to overcome those things we thought we could never do. So in doing so, remember, like I said, envision yourself accomplishing it. Put yourself in a fast forward motion of how would it feel to know that you've already overcome that throw of joy, that overwhelming feeling of accomplishment. Use that in your now to push you to your future, and definitely affirm yourself. But of course, if you definitely need more inspiration or guidance on how to get to that point, Wounded to Wonderful Coaching is definitely here for you and with you to walk you through this process. I've had to overcome my own Goliaths in order to be able to talk to you in such a qualified sense on how important it is for you to face and overcome yours. So if you like to talk, I'm here. Wounded to Wonderful Coaching is definitely designed to assist you and to create a safe haven for you to heal, grow, and discover. And ways to reach me? Absolutely. Angie at wounded2wonderful.com. That's Angie at wounded2wonderful.com. Always can catch me on my Instagram. I am Angie McDonald, or my other handle, wounded2wonderfulcoaching. That's wounded2wonderfulcoaching. If you want to find me on LinkedIn, I'm definitely there. Mrs. Angie McDonald in the search bar. So folks, also visit my website, wounded2wonderful.com. Can't forget I have a website. And remember, if you are in the, or if you're looking for another form of encouragement, I do have my affirmations journal, which is called 7 Affirmations Towards Healing and Growth, which gives you 7 different aspects on how to overcome different obstacles and how to embrace transparency and how to be bold and resilient in overcoming your obstacles. That's also there. You can find it on Instagram, on Amazon with Angie McDonald. I think I'm the only Angie McDonald on Amazon. You can find it on my handles. Wherever I am, you can find the link to get my book. But of course, if you like to talk with me one-on-one, let's have that discussion. I'm ready and available to assist you. So folks, until next week, it was a pleasure talking to you. It was my greatest intention to bring something to you of value, of an inspiration, and value of hope for tomorrow. So until next week, don't forget to join me anywhere podcasts can be heard. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yours truly, Wounded to Wonderful Angie McDonald. Until then, bye guys.